This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
55-50. I won't even call it that big of a margin.
Belichick's I know what you said, 55-50.
My math.
Oh. Ocho versus science. This is a thing.
First of all, y'all don't even know what the f*** y'all talking about because y'all talking about the NBA. Everybody got guaranteed contracts, and it's false.
They do.
S.A., what are you talking about?
We're seeing the president and the potential president sit there and talk over each other, call each other names. What are we showing our children?
Do you love him?
Yeah, I love Chad.
I love you too. Hey, Fred, I love you, Fred.
I love you too, bro.
Camera guy, I love you, dude.
Let me get messy, Chad.
Week 2, Season 3, off to an amazing start. Feels so good to have partners this time around. We don't got to do all the heavy lifting ourselves. DraftKings extending the same bet that they did last week. First, you got to download DraftKings Sportsbook, and then you can participate. Same as Week 1, Week 2. Bet $1, you get $200. Bet $1, get $200. You heard that? Use promo code ATHLETE. So excited about this. We got some amazing things happening week 3, week 4, week 5, throughout the entire football season and beyond. ATHLETE is the promo code. DraftKings Sportsbook is the app. I Am ATHLETE is the platform.
Right now, if we had the battle, me and you, right?
I'm smoking.
No,
bro.
Listen. You're smoking.
I'm sorry.
Man, I do this.
I thought you meant bars.
I'm talking about bar. I'm a battle rapper. What you talking about, man? You gotta ask about me. Listen, if we had the battle right now, somebody dropped the beat, and I gave you 16, right? Cameras on, lights on.
You ain't in my weight class.
Who?
I would totally deny you. You know why? Hi. That's like saying if somebody said, put a ball in your hand, put a ball in my hand, and run.
Before the ball, I learned how to talk. So what you talking about?
Ooh. You just talking shit. I do this shit. See, my repertoire, I got a repetition and a status like this. Like how you know, like, you know how you on the field?
Back in the lunchroom.
I got status. I am the baddest. You're just the gladdest. Me, you're going to end up the maddest.
It's all good.
You see nice like Gladys. I leave your glasses shattered.
Ooh.
You like pancakes battered. You like crack pieces scattered. You see, my mind's all mattered. You hear, though, so I'm flattered.
Give me my beat, man. Don't stop that shit, man. Don't stop that shit. It's my turn. And I do this. Give me that.
Same beat.
Give him less room.
Four, five. It's in my pocket.
Ooh.
I call him Trump.
Ooh.
Make you jump.
Ooh. Ooh.
One thing I don't never do is play games. Ooh. It's gonna be a shame when that's. Oh, I'm done. That's it. I just wanted to give you a little bit.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going platinum, B. Huh? Now, who just won? I just bust your.
That's what McDonald's say.
Listen, man.
When you eat McDonald's, you start thinking all kinds of shit. You don't know what happened.
Hey,
you start saying all kinds of shit.
Hey, you don't blame me. Don't do that.
Mate, my production was
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam, you gotta light the wooden wheels straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class.
Yeah.
And my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Hey, Chef, you know it's open season now. We know you got your eyeglass company coming out soon.
Yes,
but
sir.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I do. How y'all feel about Chef's joints he got on right now? You wear them, Chan?
No, like he about to shoot a laser out of his eyes. Can't fuck with them.
Heavy on the Cyclops X-Men, dog. It's fly for him, though. I ain't gonna lie, it look fly on you.
I got diabetes. I ain't go to the doctor, though.
What? Holy shit. Hold on, y'all. This is getting ridiculous in here.
SP, they gonna take my foot after a while.
What the f are you to put that cake down?
My foot be numb.
Put
I wake up,
that
my foot
cake
be numb.
Down, brother.
Yeah. They can take my foot. They took my uncle's foot.
You can say that now.
Till my foot gone.
Till your foot gone, dog.
Y'all ain't gonna live but 2 years longer than me and be mad.
That's your mentality, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you why that shit don't work. Black people, we are the most f***ed up people by high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol. How the f*** does a virus that don't know no color affect black people the most? You answer that f***ing question. So it ain't always about what you want to do, because you may be an extraordinary gentleman, my brother. You may have the body and the DNA to be able to eat what the f*** you want, when the f*** you want, how the f*** you want. That don't mean your nephew and your niece can. Don't mean your auntie and your uncle can. Don't mean your cousins can. Don't mean your whole family line can. So the ignorant you saying works for you.
Yeah.
Not our people.
I ain't telling them to do it, bro. I'm going to do it.
But the babies watch by example, dog. That's just life. That's real life.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
Whatever you did in life, whoever you love, whatever you did, you learn by example. By f***ing example. If I'm lying, I'm flying.
Oh, no, you real. But the thing about the COVID affecting black people more, I think it's deeper than that. I think it's healthcare. I think it's the areas. I think it's marginalizing people.
I'm just telling you about black people being fucked up the most.
Yeah. But I'm just saying
that don't know no color fuck up black people the most, because we already fucked up the most. And why? Because of programming. That's all I'm simply trying to tell you. And that programming leads to thinking, I could do this, I could do that, because our grandparents had to. The general cause is to get our people as a whole to think a little bit different. Because the easiest way to knock us off is through food, water, and miseducation. Yeah. Simple as that.
I think miseducation should be first.
You like arguing. I could do this all day, but I could agree with you on that.
Yeah.
But you're going to die without food or water.
Yeah.
You ain't going to die without an education. So you can argue about that part, too.
But he said something interesting. You said y'all going to live 2 more years longer than I and be mad. Mm-hmm. So you okay with the lifestyle around what you said, food and water, because you okay with that?
I can't do it. I'm going to have me some chicken wings, bro.
I ain't arguing with you. See, yeah. That's the part where I'm not going to argue with how you feel on what you want to do. Let's X you out the picture.
Yeah.
What about your family?
Mm-hmm.
What about your aunt, your uncle? What about those who came before you that lived? Do you have any family members?
Yeah.
Have they suffered from health issues?
Yeah, we got a bunch of feet cut off in my family.
You funny.
Holy s***.
Bro,
holy f***.
No, SP, I told you.
No.
Hey, it's the wrong show.
No.
Hey.
Man.
Bro, I used to lotion my uncle's nose.
Dog, come on, dog. Is that the right for him to say? I got a bunch of my family got to get their foot cut off. What the f***? What the f*** are we talking about? I got a bunch of my family that got their foot cut off.
Yeah.
That's insane. When are we going to stop the feet cutting off? When is it going to stop, dog?
They keep dying.
God.
Dog,
this got to stop, man. This comfortable with his foot cutting off. Now I got to lose a foot. I got to lose a foot. What?
I'm ready.
You don't gotta lose a foot. Like, breaking news. You don't gotta lose a foot.
He one of those dudes that's cool with that. Like, I'm chipping away from him. And the only way to chip away from Chan is like, I don't talk to him about how we talk. When I talk to him, I'm talking to him about his wife and kids. So that's how you gotta get to him. Cause he one of them country bumpkin dudes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he cool with matter. Like, hey, if I make it to 75, I'm good. Like, that's him.
Yo, dog, I might want to stay healthy, walk right out of here, slip on an M&M and break my neck. That's life. That don't got nothing to do with the babies. Like, we now at a point where we have no choice but to start thinking about those who come behind us just for the times we're on and the times we're in right now. I'm not telling you to be a fucking vegan, bro. I'm not telling you to even not eat meat, not eat the, like, that's not, I'm not one of them kind of people. My suggestion is what I would tell anybody that's brown, black, Spanish, even poor white people. Be as healthy as you can for your family because they don't give a fuck about you on the other side. And that's real life talk.
That's so good.
If you gone and you're a breadwinner, think about it. You made your way out the fucking mud, figured it out, found a way, did it, put the work hours in, put the work ethic in, did all of that shit, made your name, it's cemented. To throw it the fuck away and not to say to the next generation, okay.
SP, though, I got to challenge you because that's hard for some people. Like, to me, I always say it's like the path to enlightenment. This is part of it. But that be over our people's head.
It's time for it to not be over our people's head because what's over your head is what you keep saying is over your head.
Right.
If you accept that energy to where it's over your head and not say this is the reality of the situation where we are at as brown folk. Why the fuck does he care? Have you asked yourself that? Why the fuck does your brother care that much? You want to get your foot cut off? You're from a long line of foot cut off? Why the fuck does he care that much? Like, you got to ask yourself that. You willing to say, I'm eat this. I'm ready to die. Cut my foot off.
Get it. Get
he waking up every day, shipping you down to not get your foot cut off. Why? Why is he like that?
Because he care about me, but there's extremes, bro. You seem extreme, and he's extreme. Well, you got to enjoy your life. Enjoy, like, people give up on pork. God gave me swine. He loves me because he gave me that pork.
Mm. No, he fucking
does. Yes, he does.
Stop it, beloved.
He loves me.
Oh, my God.
Why you?
Nah, dog. Nah.
You don't even
ain't gonna do that. No,
it was the cheapest food.
I'm 47. I'm from New York City. I ain't pork since I was 12. I knew chitlins was wrong.
Was you eating fried chicken?
I definitely eat fried chicken.
Hey, we gonna let Chang gonna make you some chitlins right now. Oh, just go back
out.
With
first
it.
First, you gotta boil them out. You gotta boil them out to get the doo-doo out of them. And once you boil them out, now they cleaned up because that hot water done hit them. Now you press them out. Then you cut them and you flash fry them. Oh my God. That's Jesus.
Garbage.
That's, you know what you're talking about? You're talking about that's Jesus.
You don't care
that's
about
Jesus'
babies,
fingers.
Look, listen. I'm going to be honest with you.
That's it.
I am 47 years old in November. If you don't give a f- about you, I'm cool with it. I'm not better you for me to give a if you get.
Right.
I'm going to take a few minutes or a few hours of repeated conversations with you.
Yeah.
If I'm comfortable with you not giving a f- about you,
yeah.
The babies, not so. Don't tell your babies this.
Yeah.
Keep it with him. Keep your chitlin cooking. Keep all that convo between him.
I feel like you don't peel back the curtains on your conversation around this ultra versus science thing. Like, you don't go deep.
It's all individual.
Exactly.
Individual.
That's what I just said.
But he doesn't do that.
I don't do that. What works for you?
Right, right.
Do you want to go through life measuring every little mother thing you put into your body? Does that make you happy? Yeah. It's based on individualism, what you like. Me? The way I've always been, nah. And you're not controlling when it's time to go anyway by what you consume and put in your motherfucking mouth. That's how I think and how I believe.
Right.
It's not what works for Ocho Cinco.
Right.
It's not what works for all of us individually. It's what's going to help us at the end of the day as black, brown, whatever you want to call it, kings, queens, gods, people. Now, if I ask you, Mr. Ocho Cinco, what kind of watch is that?
Richard Mille.
Okay, what kind of sneakers are those, Ocho?
Air Force One.
Now, to me, that means Mr. Ocho Cinco, to his spending ability, always buys the best that he can for the outside of his body. Hold on, let me finish talking, right? Everything on the outside of his body is always drippy.
Right.
From when I've been seeing you, for the glasses fly, watch fly, sneakers fly, Sweatsuit fly, shirt fly. How many times a day do you wash, Mr. Ocho Cinco?
One.
If you could wash multiple times a day, if the time permits, would you?
No.
That's you. What about you? No, I'm just saying, y'all football players.
I'm averaging one right now.
But if you could, damn.
You my guy.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you. If your body stink, you're gonna wash it to the most. Yeah. You're gonna wash the outside of your body to the best of your ability.
Yeah, but my mind.
You put on the best of your. Look at everybody's sneakers. Right. Look at everybody's wrist. Look at everybody's jeans. Look at everybody's shirt. Right. When the did you monitor the insides the same?
Right.
Ooh. When did you wash or care about your insides, Mr. Ocho Cinco?
Every time.
The same exact way. You just gave me a bunch of
every time.
About the individual with the body, and that, but he didn't say that about the outside of his body.
You hear me?
Just the inside. He didn't every throw on the timeouts. He didn't throw on bull. Skippies, he didn't do none of that shit. He made the sure that shell, the frames, the watch, the sneakers, the sock, every time I ever seen him.
Right.
Laced.
Right.
He'll eat bullshit, though.
Who said it's bullshit? It ain't bullshit to me, because it worked for me.
It's bullshit.
It always worked.
Now, I just asked you earlier, about the majority of black people?
I'm talking about me.
Right.
I'm speaking from a perspective of me.
And I said I respect
for me.
That.
What it does for me.
I respect
you
that
call
as
it
an
trash,
individual.
But it's done wonders for this body.
And I respect
and
that as
inside.
An individual.
Okay.
What about the black and brown race is all I'm saying to
so
you.
I'm not talking to you about an individual, though. So you want me to give the message to all the people that don't even listen?
No, us to give
they
the
don't
message.
Listen to begin with. Let's start We don't listen to begin with. So I'm not going to be the one preaching what we need to be putting in our body. And we can't even stick together. We crabs in a barrel.
I'm not a crab, and I'm going to teach the other kids how to not be a crab. And if you want to talk,
let's talk about us. Let's talk about
the people. I'll tell you about that first of all.
Let's talk about us.
If you want to talk about crabs in the
let's
barrel,
talk about
I'm
going
to tell you why they're crabs in the barrel.
Why?
Poison in your body leads
to batting got nothing to do with it.
Toxin thinking. You ain't going to tell me that. You know why?
We can't even think together and do things as one.
I'm somebody
who can't even do things as one.
I'm going to be real with you. Years ago, I'm somebody who would have shot, stabbed, or whipped anybody that violated me with the slightest what I thought was a violation because of my ego, my pride, my toxins, not understanding my love for myself, my body, my community, my temple, and my family as a whole. So I don't disagree with what you're saying as an individual.
Yeah.
I could wholeheartedly say 100,000% as an individual. Bow down. I respect it and I understand it. I am not here as an individual, though. I think as we, as brown kings and black men, don't start waking up and f***ing the time there's a pandemic and say, it's beyond individual, dog. Maybe you can't change it. Maybe I can't change it. Maybe B can't change it. Maybe those two can't change it. But together, we could get up that field a little bit. We could get that one extra f***ing yard. We get them 5 extra yards. If we say together, we're going to kick this motherfucker down. And we could get you, maybe we can't get... Maybe we can't throw a bomb and get all the way down the field. Keep getting that first down, dog.
We got to talk about free game. Free game on this show. And we talk about loving your wife. We talk about sexuality with your wife. We talk about raising your kids. We talk about all making money.
Sexuality
business.
Or just sex with your wife?
The sexuality. I'm nasty. I'm nasty. I don't even know. My wife over there. Bro, I'm nasty, nasty. And her ass in trouble tonight, too.
What y'all doing? Y'all going to do the kitty here, kitty, or y'all going to do?
Nah,
I'm going
to crank something up. She sent me something about, it was like a guide on oral pleasure. And it was like 14 topics. It was like switch it up. It was some things she showed. She sent me, she texted me, and I was like, okay, I'm going to try it tonight. So she going to get it tonight. But, Ocho. Your kids seeing you eat McDonald's. My kids seeing me eat fried chicken, chips.
They don't even
every
eat like me.
Day.
They don't eat like me. They don't give a f- what I do.
But to set the But to Ocho point too, you said we need to set a precedent of health, just like we set a precedent. My kids understand. My wife takes my kids to our investment properties. She lets them know. She lets them see how you flip an Airbnb. Like they know all the business side of life. But them motherfuckers gonna eat a fried chicken wing every
now
time.
Now you wanna walk around Airbnbs with one foot
Is that what we want? We want the babies thinking, I'm from a family of 1 foot. If you got a wife that sent, let me ask you this now. You got a queen that loves you enough to say, hey, I'm expressing to you our sexuality. Let's do this on. Your dick is not going to work in a few months, bro, or for food. Now, you can think this is a bull. When you get to a certain age, it's blood flow. Your dick gets hard. I'm
sorry. No, go.
What you talking about? You know why a lot of young dudes is on Viagra? You know how many young black fellas is on pills? It's outrageous. Have you ever thought of it? You're going to... Y'all got money, so y'all may not go. Have you been to a bodega store lately? Rhino pills, this big. Man bat. Horse. Playboy 5,000 hours. Break her back. This and that. They in a bodega like this and it's young dudes. Let me ask you this. Why you think young fellas, a young black African strong young man, why is this not working? You want me to tell you?
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Bullshit putting in the system. His blood's not flowing right.
You cool with that, Chan? Because you talk about sex all the time.
Listen,
because you okay with dying early. You okay with dying early. But are you okay with you and
you
wifey
know what?
Not?
My wife going to drag me out in the wheelchair, but that motherfucker going to be rock hard.
I'm going to be numbing it up. But I'm going to be ready when she jump on top. And I'm going to turn over and see what I can do if I can put my knees on the bed.
But that ain't
it
good.
Makes sense, though.
Your back ain't anything no longer.
No, like,
this
is
what I'm saying. No deep
this is what I'm saying. Look. You know where I may have put it wrong, where you and Chad may not be accepting this as well. I may be presenting it as it's all about being healthy. That's not where it starts. It's all about balance. So we can survive as a people. It's all about, I got f***ed up this night. You know it because you did it as a f***ing athlete. Damn, I drunk too much. I did this and that.
I never had alcohol.
But maybe you didn't know.
No, well,
I'm
sorry.
But
some one of y'all motherfuckers did it.
Yeah.
I did too much. I went over the top. Now I'm going to get into this gym tomorrow. Hit a couple extra miles, jump a little extra rope,
drink gallons of water,
hit my Gatorade, hit my pickle juice, sweat it out, right or wrong. Balance.
Yeah.
Right or wrong. I f
fucked up. I got to get to this game. What did you do to make it right? You did something good. Or you doubled up on that workout. Or you did something to make sure that made sense. It's about the balance for our people. You may not get enough sleep. You may be eating too much bullshit. You may not be stretching enough. You may not be sweating enough. You may not be moving enough. You may not be thinking enough. All of these things are you have to look at and say, if this is happening to me, how do I balance it out?
But see, that's why I'm so passionate about this conversation. We get into it at times, and I couldn't battle these two the way you just did. I appreciate you. Thank you. That's why I sat back and I just listened. But that's what House of Athlete is to me, is the fundamentals of health. And it's, but I don't know, SP, if I didn't play football, I would have never watched a documentary or fact-checked that documentary, read books on this stuff, right? In our neighborhoods, there's only a couple of us that make it out, right? Yeah. So this conversation is needed. So people, because what you said earlier, we need to start with education. What did you say? Was it education?
I mean, he said miseducation, and we put it on there.
But that's what we got to start with.
Miseducation. I think miseducation is number
exactly,
one.
Exactly, right? What we're not doing that, we're not having those conversations where we come from, right? Like, we just so stuck in our ways. So that's where it starts with, is just the conversation. And then now it goes to what you say, Ocho, like, what works for me?
You got to know yourself. Everybody has to know their self and understanding what works for you specifically. If you want to go to healthy right, you can. If you want to have that balance where you do things the right way, and then, you know, if I want to cheat a little bit,
I think that's all it's about.
But it's all about the individuals knowing themselves. And to me, one of the things that you did say is having the message so weak and all. And it kind of threw me off a little bit when I think about us. And when it comes to us and wanting to do things as one, as a large group, we tend never to be one of the ones that the Jews got it down pat. Facts. You know, it's one pull up from the other. And it just seems like we have never been able to grasp and being able to work as one whole unit. So it kind of threw me off a little bit where I didn't want to be the one to say, listen, if we all do this, this could be the end result. When I know as a whole, we can't even do the smallest. You definitely ain't gonna be.
I think that's where it starts, though, because if we're able to have these conversations and say, okay, I feel this way, you feel this way, we don't have to all the way agree, but can we find a medium to say, all right, you may feel like this, but I may feel like this, but how do we work together to get our people a certain way? Like, because everybody's not gonna stop eating chitlins, beef, pork, chicken, any of that, but if we could start them being minded, just to saying, I'm a mind what I'm putting in my body as well as what I'm putting on my body. I'm going to look up this food when I'm going to get to my kid because we know what's been happening to our people.
Yeah. I just dropped off my kids at school, right? My wife was already here today, so I want to make sure she got credit because she was already there. So I come in at the end, right? Parent-teacher conference. Just to your last point. And I'm finally at the school. She done did everything. And at the end, they talking about, I'm looking at the schedule, but this is lunch. I'm like, well, what you feed my kids? But I'm asking that question. They're like, oh, we got an option, an organic option. You know, so I'm saying, okay, cool. How we do this? Oh, we got it 2 weeks in advance. This is the school we're at, right? So, you know, those are the conversations we got to start having in our communities. We got to be mindful of what we're putting in our body. We got to know this stuff. We're not having these conversations.
I think as it relates to the kids, you know, because I dive in every morning just to really help you out. They got apps and websites that give you the menu a month in advance.
There you go. There you go.
But what I wanted to ask Styles was, because we know him from, you know, Rough Riders.
D-Block.
You know, the whole thing. And it wasn't another group of rappers, you know what I'm saying, in their era, harder than them. Not one. And, you know.
That's debatable.
Nah, it ain't debatable in my book.
I'm agreeing with you. It's not debatable.
This is my book.
What he's talking about.
This is my book.
Not debatable.
It's debatable.
Name a group of rappers.
Right after that verses. Yeah.
No, but really.
What you
really
mean?
Put it on the surface.
Hold on. Let me finish my thing. Freeway. BNC. You know what I'm talking about.
Nah, they
know what I'm talking about.
That was an amazing era for hip hop.
That's true hip hop.
But no, that's besides the point. Let me get to my point.
Go ahead.
So, because that's true hip hop, right? At least what we came up on. But I just wanted to know, at what moment was it something or a situation or a life-changing moment that said, you're the messenger? You know, you have your businesses, you have your juice bars, everything's
juices
healthy.
For life, pharmacy for life.
Correct.
I feel we all messengers. And I just feel like from being from the hood and understand what it's really like to be poor and then have money, and all of y'all know this. Like, really think about it. Think about our supermarkets and the stores we visited and the things we did before we had money.
It's the food desert. They trap us in a box.
Think about the neighborhoods. And think about when we had money. And how the grocery stores looked, how the veggies looked,
right,
how the fruits. It was organic. I didn't know what the organic meant before. It took me to be a grown man to figure out organic just was natural, untouched. That's what organic means. There should be a label for the other food. Organic is the right food.
Natural.
I mean, right. So to say, it just means it don't got a bunch of
pesticides in it. Right.
Like, you know what I mean? So I think when you understand, for me, it was understanding, I guess, being in the hip hop field and it being such a braggadocious, I find hip hop to be a verbal sport.
Right.
But no, I want to say, because you say, like, we all came from the gutter and you said come from the hood. Bro, what's your story? Because we all listen to you growing up. Like you said, you got us by 10 years. Like, your hood, your story coming up. Like, bro, where is Styles P? What is Styles P? What is the genesis of Styles P?
I'm a gangster and a gentleman. My mom's from South Africa. My pops is from Brooklyn. I came up dirt poor. I rhymed very well. I remember I sold crack. I sold dope. I sold smoke. I robbed. I worked stock jobs. I've known all the pain in the world. I've lost a little brother, a father, a daughter. I sell juice in the community. I rebuild parks. My story is a never-ending story. I can't tell you my story because I'm just in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So I think when people say tell you their story, I'm not deep enough in my story unless I slip on that Eminem when I walk out of it. But other than that, I'm on a journey. I'm a journeyman that's been through... I'm a circular individual. I'm 360 degrees. I know 180 negative well. Now I'm just working on my 180 positive and trying to embrace it.
What does that mean?
I'm
180 negative, 180.
I'm half great. I'm half f***ed up. I'm 180 negative. I'm 180 positive. For most of my life, I've known how to operate off the 180 negative well. I'm a finely tuned 180 negative individual, if need to be. Now I'm working on being a finely tuned 180 positive individual. That means I know I have good in me, which you could say is a good angel and a bad angel. I don't pretend to be either one. I know I have both forces in me, but I know what force I choose to want to rock with. I try to drop my ego and pride and deal from my 180 positive, which enables me to be free, let go, and when someone like you sees me, be able to approach me. My story is a caterpillar turned a butterfly. Now the butterfly wants to tell more caterpillars, let's turn to butterflies. And then Lord knows what a world full of butterflies can do.
There's so much we can dive into on that topic, but you gave me a little layup. The verses between the Lox and Dipset, I think that's going to be discussed for a very long time. It's still being discussed to this day. And it kind of took me back to like almost football, right? You go out there, we prepare in, you know, maybe some teams prepare better than the other.
Knew it was coming. It wasn't a surprise.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. And then y'all demolish Dipset. I mean, I grew up listening to both of y'all.
I love Dipset. I love every single member of Dipset.
Okay. So for me, it's like, did you know that was going to happen? Because like, it's like when we go into games, it's like most of the time we knew we got this team or this was going to be a battle, right? This one's going to be tough. Y'all went out there and demolished Dipset. Really? I watched that on YouTube. I had my wife stay up. We going to watch this 1 a.m. on YouTube. It was crazy. But you talked about, you know, the bad, the good versus the evil. So that's why I wanted to segue into this, is because I felt like you had to tap into the evil a little bit. Like,
always
you and Cam, you and Cam got
always
it. Like, I'm like, well, Cam, you pull on Cam's foot and
always
Cam kicked
war.
You.
Always for war. I mean, it was really to show the youth that we respect our craft. It really wasn't about demolishing our opponents.
Did y'all sit down
that's
and have a meeting?
That's always part of...
Did y'all have a meeting?
Anything.
And talk through this?
Oh, everything we ever do. Like, every show, like, before every show, we practice. We go in the booth when we lay our verses. We don't punch. You understand what I'm saying? We get through the verse. You can get to that last line. If you fuck it up, start over. What y'all seeing was 20-something years of the same fucking cycle, day in, day out, just play out in front of millions of people. That was like our normal game, but it was just in front of everybody, but with different circumstances on the line.
Right.
Now the internet was involved. Yeah. Now new kids is involved. The new age. Those who knew about us before, like him, he know we went through. You know we went through this with Rockefeller,
right,
G Unit.
Right.
Like we've been through. Shit. The youth didn't know it, and that wasn't seen on Instagram. So for us, it wasn't even more so about demolishing an opponent. It was really about executing your game plan. Like, for me, rapping is a verbal f-ing sport. Like, you know what I'm saying? In my mind, I'm coming up against you. I gotta bust this. I'm in the studio. We laying on the song. I'm not on no friendly shit. Like, we cool, daps.
Right.
Love is love. We chilling, vibe. But I'm letting you know, I want to bust your f-ing ass. Me, Sheik, and Kiss is on a song. We in a group. I don't never want you to like this better than mine.
Right.
If you
right,
do,
right.
I'm cool with it and I love, because those is my brothers
right.
and the team wins.
But we
but every single time, I'm trying to bust your ass when this beat is on, dog.
Right.
Is there unwritten rules in hip hop? Because we saw what Kiss did. He done told Cameron, bro, you live in Miami. You ain't even in New York. But then we saw, who was that? Pusha T and Drake, when he pulled up his baby and pulled up all that stuff. Like, what? You going to kill somebody? Is there a line you
I
won't
know
cross?
Asking, you know you're asking the wrong guy that's at this particular moment.
Is there a line you won't cross?
Yeah, no.
That ain't no answer.
It depends on who. It's not a line. Like, I'm the more mature you are, and who depends on who your opponent is and how it all started and who crossed the line first and your reputation and your relationship with the person. If y'all soft, it don't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
If y'all
yeah,
soft,
yeah.
you can cross any kind of line.
Right, you said,
nothing's gonna happen. I'm gonna be honest.
If you respect me, give it a G.
If you respect
the
dudes, can cross any kind of line, nothing is gonna f-ing happen.
Personally, you know the two list of guys that you know. If I cross the line with this guy, something gonna come. If I cross the guy with these dudes,
there ain't no whole list of. First of all, I don't know two lists.
Yeah.
I'm keeping a buck with you. I don't know two lists. The list of guys you shouldn't cross, I don't know if there's a whole entire list of that. The list of guys front like you shouldn't cross them may be very long.
I got a question. Speaking of lines, right, and not crossing them, there's one dude that I don't understand how he's able to cross any line with anybody, and I just want to know, is he that powerful outside of the rap game where he's able to go at any and everybody, and there's never any type of repercussion?
50.
Always going at people and, you know, making fun of and...
I love when he does that.
Right.
I think he's just the true essence of a New Yorker who doesn't give a f-.
Yeah.
Like, see, when we had it with him, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Because bullies are meant to be met with bullies.
Mm-hmm.
Dog respect dog. Like, mm-hmm. sometimes you need a good old dog fight and, I think from his journey and his story and what he's been through as a human being, as a person, as a businessman, I couldn't imagine being in that situation without a mom as a youth and getting to that position. So me being from the New York streets and knowing what New York streets is like, I could imagine myself being worse if I was in his position
mm-hmm.
with that power.
Right.
Everyone's mistakes, pluses, positives, negatives, it's part of their journey. There's times in my life where people could have shut the door and closed the door on me and not f- with me no more and said, he did this, he did that. Like, I've done a lot of stupid. Like, I told you honestly before, I've kind of done everything under the sun. And maybe without doing that, I wouldn't be here today. Or maybe that was part of my journey and part of my protocol. Maybe that part of 50 Cent journey and what he does, what keeps him driving and what made him get to this point. And maybe that may be that same energy that's going to bring him to do something greater at some other point. So I really don't know. I just smoke and relax and watch the cards chips for what it may.
So, okay, let's push it forward to the modern era. What type of shape is the rap game in now? It feel like, you know, every couple of months we losing somebody.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, the responsibility of the OG rappers.
I believe we at a time where it's bigger than, as I say earlier, it's going to take all of us. I believe it's bigger than saying, what a rapper's doing, what an athlete's doing, what an actor's doing, what a police doing, what a street dude's doing, what are the gangs doing. I believe we at that time with this, what are we doing as a collective?
You know, they say, like, you know, Kaepernick took that knee. So there was a lot of pressure on the football player. LBJ, you know, shut up and dribble. There was a lot of pressure on basketball.
Yeah, stand with each other.
So now we talking about the rap game because, like, you know, in our neighborhoods, there's rules, right, where we come from.
The rules. Listen to me as I'm on your show here and now. You as a brown man, black king, wherever the f*** you from, whatever your position is, whether it's legal, illegal, celebrity, non-celebrity, blood, crip, gangbanger, non-gangbanger, your responsibility at this day and point is to be, say, what the f*** am I doing to bring the balance and help the future? Mm. All that other comes in play with being not being man enough to say, I don't give a f*** about your rules. I give a fuck about how I can help you.
Right.
I give a fuck about how you can help me. I'm not here to judge you. We ain't here to judge each other. We ain't here to even always agree with each other. How the fuck do I help your family? How do you help my family? How do we help each other's family? How do we help our community? Because what's the use of us having all this nice shit, making it anywhere, getting successful, doing anything successful, if we can't bring the next generation along? Our people is bigger than saying, hey, I'm a football player. Hey, I'm a rapper. Hey, I'm a basketball player. No. Kaepernick took the knee. Then as the future or whatever the f*** is going on, the next LeBron, the next Kaepernick, then the next Drake, Kendrick, the next B. Marshall, Ocho Cinco, the next LeBron, we all need to be saying, all right, here's the group. Here's how we get it to collective. What the fuck are we doing? And is this something we supporting and we moving on as a unit or not?
So, Drake versus Kanye. Quick on your thoughts there.
It's messy. It's not messy because nothing's happening, but it's like it's a worthless battle. It's really an egotistical and prideful battle. Think about what we're doing right now. One guy's saying, I'm a certified lover boy, right? One guy's titled the album after his dead mom, God bless the dead, much condolences. Why are we comparing that? Mm. Sonically, I like Drake's album better. Content-wise, I like Kanye's album better. Mm. I don't have to put myself in the box to say which one is better. I have two f***ing individuals in myself to say, content-wise, this guy's relating to his mom, talking about Christ and all kind of other s***. This guy's talking about rich money, right. Chicks he forgot. People mad at him, how much money he got, chicks he love, yeah. Who left him. He's singing about girls, he's singing about Christ. I would have heard Nas West Side of myself and all of a sudden. Y'all asking me about it. I love them both, but really, like, this is another shit why we ain't succeeding, is what you get back to earlier. We can't let them give us the narrative and keep programming us for the crab in the barrel narrative.
And putting us against each other.
Why the f***? That is the wackest.
Right.
They ain't gonna fight. They ain't even inviting each other to the Frank stand. They ain't saying no crazy
right.
They ain't gonna do nothing. They gonna try to dress better than each other, buy better watches,
right.
Date better models, buy better cars, mention paintings. I definitely don't know about, and I'm tired of it. You won't get me here, sit here, pick. And I like, you should get Nas album, right. J. Cole album, right. West Side Guns album,
my fucking album, everybody else's album, all of that shit, son. They ain't fighting. They ain't even fighting. They ain't arguing. They ain't doing. Go the fuck around the corner and square up a fucking hug. I'm tired of that. You want to be honest? You want me to give you my real shit?
Right.
They should both shut the fuck up. Why are you comparing the album's named after his dead mother?
Right.
And this saying he's a certified lover boy. Why the fuck are we comparing that?
Right.
Lox, you just said Sheik and Kiss. How did y'all stay together that long? You 47, you talking about teenage.
Yeah, cool,
you talking about
30
plus years though. 30 plus years.
We had a code. We had a code. We said before we got here, we wasn't going to break up over money. We wasn't going to break up over woman. We made an oath. We knew how it was to be broke together. We know how it was to strive together, have a dream together, have a goal together. We was from a place where didn't get the recognition. It's something you may not understand. We from Yonkers, New York.
Yeah.
Westchester
Big
County
difference.
At the time. You listen to the radio. God bless the dead. Heavy D was from Mount Vernon, next town up. Brand Nubians, God bless my big bros. They was from New Rochelle. We was from Yonkers, New York. Us, Mary J. Blige, and DMX is from Yonkers. Mary made it, but when you, as a youth, listening to the radio, you hear, yo, shout out to Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, Staten Island, Long Island, yada, Queens, yada, 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 Mount Vernon, New Rochelle, and they just leaving your hometown out. It gave us a battery like nothing else. Like we put it on our mind that we was getting on, and we was putting where we was from on a fucking map, and we was living by that. And not only that, to let it break up over money is a lot. I love nice shit, dog. Don't get me fucking wrong.
Has that oath been tested?
A lot. You think it ain't been tested?
Hold on, time out.
A lot, time but it ain't been
can
broken.
Can we just go there?
Yeah.
Can we go? You want to go there?
Go ahead. It ain't been broken.
All right. So we have a lot of success on our show.
Yeah.
Now people want to start, you know what I mean, start sponsoring.
Yeah.
We being tested right now. So yeah. What kind of advice can you give us?
Stay solid within yourselves. Y'all built something. When you build something from the foundation up and it's from the ground up, the only time you should be bringing in other builders is for other spots when you want to expand and making sure you get your net worth off of it and they understand what y'all built and that y'all are builders and that they should be fortunate enough to come along and build this aside and along with you for the future. And money is something we all know they print and burn every day. But a good homie, a good brothership, a good energy, a good kinship, a good someone to talk to and relate to say, well, hey, even if we f***ed up and got to start from the bottom, this energy will get it back again. You do it once, you can do it again. Y'all know that well. I did it. I could definitely do this again. I bust this.
Right.
That's life. Yeah. That's life.
Hey, that's man. That's the show.
No, wait. I need my battle back, man.
Second verse. Oh, he ain't gonna go back to the lunch table. You crank it up, Ocho.
Verse number two. You got me the first time, but my time to shine. We got my doll Styles P sitting in the building. What you wanna do? I'ma get it eaten. Chitlins, give me a minute. Cook that up. Where you going? Come on, man. Mike, keep my camera rolling.
Fight to get a meal, yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam, you gotta light the wicked wheels.
You didn't finish that shit. I did my job. Yeah. I did my job. Look at his shit. Look at it. Somebody look at Chad Ocho Cinco's ice cream. Look at this. Woo! I did a good job today.
Yeah, and I just keep coming with verses. Got the boy collecting bags. I'm like a woman with purses.
Try to make it to the top like I'm dancing in the end zone. Told me I would fly, they're hating, but they been wrong. Trying to get the cream. I've been trying to put my kin on. Did it with the team. Me, my Nemo's in the end zone.
You was hot, though, for real. You was hot, bro.
A little bit, yeah.
There's a couple times I see him. He been hot on the show 3 times, and all 3 been with me.
I would hurt.
You came out his head early though,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I had to.
When they bro, take my foot, Roddy, you come see me in the hospital.
I'm gonna build you a new foot.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.